Paddy and Rob Palmer. The podcast. How's about the quality tools? How's about the steel and gas? How's about these two, eh?
You have been, was it last week you brought it to my attention what you've been doing?
Well, look, I found this thing because it's called Box Divi, right?
Yeah.
And it's where you can get fresh fruit and veg direct from farmers and it's delivered to someone who lives in your neighbourhood and you pick it all up from their place. They get it from the farmers, they put it in boxes and you get this produce that's really fresh and cheap, much cheaper than I've been finding in supermarkets. Mm. Broccoli, for example, is like $5 or $6 a kilo at the moment. And in the supermarkets, you're paying 12 or 13 sometimes. So I just couldn't go past it.
Well, we've got the lady who founded Box Divi. Her name is Jane, and she's with us this morning. Good morning, Jane.
G'day, Jane.
G'day, fellas. Hi. I tell you, Rob, you wouldn't get past me if you rang me and told me that you were throwing up.
Is that right? You're good at picking a sick voice.
I like that. No.
It sounded like Paddy was trying to do sick days. He's pouring water into a bucket and claiming it's him throwing up.
It works when you do it into a toilet because it's water hitting water, Jane.
And
but I tell you, Rob is the king of sick days around here.
And, oh, so you say.
He alleges he's got COVID. But, hey, what was the idea? Now, Box Divi, as Rob just said, it's selling fruit and veggies.
So, you know, co-ops, there are thousands of them and they've been, you know, going for years. What happens with them is that people get sick of getting up and going to the market. You know, they have to take turns. They've got to collect money, you know, and all that stuff. Breaking huge amounts of laws by what they call decanting. You know, they buy a 20-kilo box thing of rice and shear it up. That's actually, you can't do that. So we decided, well, this is about 20 years ago, we'll start some co-ops. And then about 3 years ago, New South Wales Health Western Sydney Diabetes Coalition, we got involved in them. And they suggested, because diabetes 2 is going through the roof, that's nutritional diabetes, and being farmers, they said to us, well, can you tweak your system? And so we did. We made it less expensive, more scalable and more resilient. And in 2.5 years, we're now up to 7,000 families.
Wow, that's huge.
And 60 co-ops, yeah. And it's about community owning the food system in order to change it. Because being a farmer, we've got challenges. Our farm, 90% of it got burnt. We've had floods, you know, and our farmers out at North Richmond, you know, they get flooded. And I think they're up to 4 floods now and they've got to replant again. So it's tough, really tough.
Jane, for anyone, let's say, that is, you know, used to buying their fruit and veg from the same place every week, it's a big supermarket that they go into and they go, oh, it's all here. What's the difference between the produce going to these people in their houses that are hubsters, as they called on the Box Divi site, and the major vendors?
Yeah, we do a thing called just in time. So, because we've been doing it so long, we do just in time with fruit, veg, bread and eggs. We do groceries as well, but they order and pay this week and don't get them till next week. What happens is, say if you've got a Wednesday hub, the cut-off's Monday, and the orders go to our farmers, they collate and pick on Tuesday, comes to us Wednesday, goes out Wednesday, and gets packed Wednesday and gets picked up by the members Wednesday. And we do that every day. So there's no storage.
And there's different hubs all around, well, all around the Central Coast, all around New South Wales, Jane?
Yeah, and we've just opened an ACT as well. We're actually looking for more people. It is a community service that earns some income doing it. You need about 4 hours a week in a garage or a carport. And it's great fun because Box Divi is more about building community. It's more about connecting people. You know, I don't know if you know, we have a kindness box, so lots of leftovers in the divvy, and it goes to a family in need. So it's about giving back as well. But the produce ends up being about 30 to 40% cheaper than online supermarkets. And as you said,
that's a massive whack of cash.
Yeah, well, raw galas this week are $4.50 on the supermarkets and $2.50 at Box Divi. Celery is $3.93 at Box Divi and $5.90 at the supermarket. So there's a huge disparity.
Yeah, I bought a rock melon this week for $3.95 or something at Box Divi. It was $7 when I saw it at the supermarket last week. So I love it, to be honest, Jane. It's brilliant.
And I think the other great thing too is being a farmer, we make sure that our farmers, every dollar a member spends, they get 65 to 70 cents. Supermarkets, roughly 30 cents or less, they pay them. So there's quite a disparity there.
Yeah,
to
very
make
much
sure
so.
they get a living. So, yeah.
All right, Jane. So just Google Box Divi. It'll give you all the details.
Yeah, and go find a hub, Box Divi, and you'll see all the hubs. That's another way of doing it. And join a hub. It is a box sharing system, so it is a bit different. It's not for everyone. If you want one tomato and two cucumbers, don't bother.
Oh, look, Palmer, if he uses it, he'll have complaints. I tell you, if there's a complaint box, he'll be sending them through. Guaranteed it.
But I think, you know, I think it's wonderful that you're giving it some airtime because this is really good for the planet. Good for the wallet and it's good for your health. So listen to that, Rob.
Yeah, too right. Yeah. And that other rubbish from the man who throws up using a bucket of water. Come on.
Thank you, Jane. Jane from Box Divi, thanks for joining us, okay?
All right.
Take care.
Bye. Stay well.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.